Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita, beginning chapter 13, Nature, the Enjoyer, and Consciousness. Comment. In the first six chapters of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna discussed how karma yoga, action on the platform of knowledge, leads to bhakti. In the second six chapters, Krishna spoke directly of himself and the glories of devotional service. In the third six chapters, beginning with chapter 13, Krishna discusses how jnana leads to bhakti. Srila Prabhupada introduces the topic of the final six chapters in his purport to texts 1 through 2. Quoting from Srila Prabhupada, "Now, starting with the 13th chapter, how the living entity comes into contact with material nature, and how he is delivered by the Supreme Lord through the different methods of fruitive activities, cultivation of knowledge, and the discharge of devotional service are explained. Although the living entity is completely different from the material body, he somehow becomes related. This is also explained." Arjuna begins chapter 13 by asking about six topics, 1 through 2. Arjuna said, "Oh, my dear Krishna, I wish to know about Prakriti, nature, Purusha, the enjoyer, and the field and the knower of the field, and of knowledge and the object of knowledge." The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "This body, O son of Kunti, is called the field, and one who knows this body is called the knower of the field." Comment. Arjuna requests knowledge about Prakriti, nature, Purusha, the enjoyer, Kshetra, the field of activities, Kshetragya, the knower of the field of activities, Gyan, knowledge, and Gyaya, the object of knowledge. Krishna immediately begins to address Arjuna's third topic by identifying the body as the field, the Kshetra. He also deals with the fourth topic by saying that the soul is the knower of the field, Kshetragya. In texts 3 through 7, Krishna will continue to explain the field of activities and the knower of the field. In text 3, he will also begin to explain knowledge, the fifth topic about which Arjuna had inquired. Text 3. "O Scion of Bharata, you should understand that I am also the knower in all bodies, and to understand this body and its knower is called knowledge. That is my opinion." Comment. As we hear Krishna's answers in this chapter, we will learn how the living entity is brought into connection with his body and is entangled by it. The body in this chapter is often referred to as a kshetra, a field. Just as different crops grow in a farmer's field according to the seeds he has sown, a living entity's happiness and distress similarly grow in his body, his field of activities, according to his previous actions. The living entity is the Kshetragya, knows his own body. But Krishna says that another Kshetragya knows all bodies. That Kshetragya is the Supersoul. A farmer, like the soul, knows all about his own field, but the king, like the Supersoul in everyone's heart, is the ultimate controller and knower of each and every field in his kingdom. In addition, the soul can only imperfectly know his own body. The Supersoul has complete and perfect knowledge of all bodies. In this verse, Krishna has defined knowledge, jnana, as knowing the body, the soul, and the Supersoul. He will complete his description of knowledge in texts 8 through 12 and 24 through 37 by explaining the process of achieving knowledge. Srila Prabhupada defines jnana in his purport. Perfect knowledge of the constitution of the body, the constitution of the individual soul, and the constitution of the Supersoul is known in terms of Vedic knowledge, as jnana. That is the opinion of Krishna. To understand both the soul and the Supersoul as one, yet distinct, is knowledge. One who does not understand the field of activity and the knower of activity is not in perfect knowledge. End of Prabhupada's quote. Comment continues. Krishna already discussed this point in chapter 5, the living entity's realization that, quote, I am not this body, end quote, constitutes enlightenment. Such enlightenment, however, born of the mode of goodness, is insufficient for liberation. When his knowledge increases to include knowledge of the Supersoul, he becomes liberated. Thus, to come to the Brahma-Bhuta liberated platform, one needs to know the Supersoul. Shankaracharya and other impersonalists have commented extensively on this verse. They say that the word cha means you should know that he who is the knower within the body is also me. Cha, me. The soul is the same as the Supersoul. Were that true, however, Krishna would be contradicting his own statements in chapter 15, wherein he clearly makes distinctions between the soul and the Supersoul. If the soul and the Supersoul are factually one, as the Mayavadis claim, how could one aspect of the one, which is by definition undifferentiated, give knowledge to the other aspect of the one? How could the other aspect be lacking? How could something undifferentiated, even possess an aspect? If both were, quote, one, absolutely no differentiation, even in terms of knowledge and not knowing, could exist. So the Prabhupada also comments on cha in his purport. Quote, the word cha is significant, for it indicates the total number of bodies. That is the opinion of Srila Baladeva Bidyabhusan. Krishna is a Supersoul present in each and every body apart from the individual soul. And Krishna explicitly says here that the Supersoul is the controller of both the field of activities and the finite enjoyer. That's the end of Srila Prabhupada's, the citation for Prabhupada's purport. Continuing with the comment. So the Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains, quote, this body, equipped with senses, is the facility for material contact and is the so-called field because it is the ground on which the tree of material existence grows. The jiva who knows the body is called the Chetragya, both in his condition of bondage, wherein he identifies himself with the body, thinking in terms of I and mine, and in his liberated condition, in which he does not identify with the body or conception of I and mine. Like a farmer, the Kshatrigya is also the enjoyer of the fruits of the tree in his field, as described by the personality of Godhead. Quote, the village vultures eat one fruit of this tree, while the forest swans eat another. One who, by the grace of worshipable souls, understands this tree composed of Maya and appearing in many forms is an actual knower of the Vedas. Vishnuf continues, this verse means vultures who live outside a village are called vultures, gridra, because they, quote, seize sense gratification. They are like the conditioned jivas who eat one fruit of this tree, misery. Even if they attain heaven, their experience is ultimately miserable. The swans living in the forest, however, are like liberated jivas. They eat the fruit of happiness. The complete enjoyment of liberation is derived from their experience. Thus, the one tree of material existence appears in many forms as the means of attaining hell, heaven, and liberation. Because it is born from the Lord's external energy, it is called Maya Mayam. By the grace of the worshipable spiritual masters, one is made to understand this tree. Those who are in knowledge of the Chetra and Chetragya actually know the Vedas. That's the end of the citation of Vishwanath. Continuing with the comment, Srila Baladeva Vidyabhusan explains, quote, this body is perceived by ignorant persons as different kinds of selves. I am a demigod, I'm a human, I'm stout, and so on. Nonetheless, one who knows that in all conditions, sleeping, sitting, etc., the body is separate from the self and is the means of the self's enjoyment and liberation, that person, distinct as the knower of the body, which is his object of knowledge, is called the Chetragya by experts in knowledge of the factual identity of the field and the knower of the field. End quote. Comment continues. Krishna continues to explain the field of activities and its knower in the next text. So we shall read that next time. Hare Krishna.